AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Yeah, I don't know who they played up nine yesterday, pause, but the other week, Aston Villa, but Wally Watkins can't get a
six. I missed the pause as well. What was the pause?
No, up the nine.
What?
What?
Man are cooked, bro. This pause thing's up there with COVID, bro. People don't know how to act,
it's
bro.
A pandemic, innit?
Family's big. We're lit on my side, bro.
I said we're lit. Three brothers is the latest, bro.
Bro, we're lit on my side, bro. I got enough siblings.
How many siblings?
Party them, lock off. My party on my block every year, lock off.
So you're like eight siblings deep. What are you like, the last one?
Third last.
Yeah, I saw you so feisty.
The golden one.
I saw your face.
They knew what they done with me.
So there's eight?
I was that child. Nah, more. Older sisters, nine.
How old's the oldest?
Oh, and another older brother, 10.
All right, that's great. Welcome back to another episode of Filthy Fellas, guys.
10.
All right.
First and foremost, I want to kick the show off in the right way because I saw disrespect take place on an episode that I wasn't on. And if I was here, it would never happen.
I let it happen.
That was.
I let it happen.
There's no defending it still.
Yeah, I let it happen. But Billy holds the record for the shortest appearance in Filthy history.
And we're going to make that right, man. Can we clap him on the pitch, please?
Billy. Forward, my brother. We're sorry, bro.
I'm back, man. I'm back.
We're sorry.
Wagwan, Billy, man.
I'm honored, though, to be in the history books, though. Yeah. Regardless. It's an honor, regardless, man.
Records are records, man.
That's what I'm saying.
But obviously.
I need a bit of room, though. So. Yeah, but yeah.
Jesus.
I'm too close here.
It's a bad start.
It's a small,
already,
it's a small table, though, isn't
it? Just scoot over, man.
Yeah, this is as far as I'm going to go, still. There's no space.
Obviously, this is your time. You got subbed off, but yeah, you left, man, to go do some greatness.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little something about what you've been working on. I see a documentary. Tell us the truth about the Jewish capital of the UK.
Yeah, man. Obviously, my usual channel, Bleed the Goat, has dropped a new documentary, a new side quest, the truth behind the Jewish capital of the UK. Went to Stamford Hill. And yeah, man, just interviewed the Jews, got to know them. And yeah, man.
What was the food team?
The food, I kind of was meaty still, but you know, because I was surrounded by them, I don't want to say the truth in it, so I had to blend it a little bit. But,
yeah, but what did you find out about? Like, any gems for us? No?
I forgot most of it still, I'll be honest. You know, I filmed that a long time ago, bro. I forgot most of the shit I found out, but it was interesting, though. It was interesting. go watch the video, innit? I don't know. Bleed the Goat, youtube.com, all that good stuff. Like, share, comment, subscribe.
Subscribe, man, make sure.
You get me.
Go find that, man.
I ain't subscribed yet still, but I will.
Yeah, like you said, yeah.
I'm subbed up.
Most of the man them ain't subbed up to the man them stuff, I'll be real.
Yeah, nah, but it is what it is.
I'm gonna subscribe.
Subscribe to this.
You're gonna subscribe? Okay.
Honestly.
No,
honestly,
but I watch it though. Remember when you was saving the bullies?
The XO bullies.
Yeah, that was quality.
So you watched that and still didn't sub?
No. And I watched when you went to Ireland as well.
And you still didn't sub?
Where the Irish just batted you up.
Yeah. The young G's.
Look at the downfall. Man still ain't subbed.
What do you mean they batted me up? So you watch all that and never subbed?
I'm going to press the button.
I've watched it as well.
But say no more. It's calm anyways, though, man.
All right, cool. Can we talk football?
Mr. Blase.
Today we're going to talk ball. We're going to talk attacking midfielders, tens, chance creators, tempo controllers. We have creativity and technical proficiency.
That's me.
Linking midfield from attack.
See, the fact that you have to say it's you just makes it not sound like
you. No, because a lot of people don't know that.
Sorry to cut you off, man, but I've... It's mad to me, man. You know, when you know your player, you don't have to really say much.
What we do, we're ranking the top 10 in the Prem by their market value. It's not what we think, it's their market value, yeah? Just so you don't know, the second most expensive player in terms of value is Jude Bellingham. He's an attacking midfielder. So
in the world, second their, most.
Their, yeah, stock, their stock's quite high right now.
Oh, I don't think he's the type. He's not the type I'd sign.
Why, who would be the most expensive attacking midfielder if you was doing it?
Based on what you said?
Yeah.
Cole Palmer's probably up there.
Most expensive.
It's just, it comes to like
age. And
how much did they buy Bellingham for?
Was it 100?
So Jude Bellingham is currently valued at 180 million.
That's crazy.
Euros.
So what, you would put Cole Palmer more expensive than that?
Not if you can't market in and all that, no. You don't want to, you know, like you got Audi deal and all that. You don't, you rather Jude Bellingham getting in the Audi than Cole's Palmer.
Cole's not got that face that Jude's got. He ain't got the face. The face is a lot.
Who's the most expensive player in the world?
Mad. I'm attacking midfielder.
By value, no, by value.
Just player in general. It's got to be like Mbappe or something.
It's not. It's Lamine Yamal, who's valued at 200 million euros.
Oh, I thought we were just...
remember, they put everything into account. Their age.
Yeah, age. That makes sense. That makes sense.
They're saying they got 30 years of marketing in minimum.
So when we say attacking midfielder, Yamal's not attacking
midfielder. No, that's just... But he's the most expensive
attacking
player.
Sort of.
No, he's the most expensive player. This ain't about tens anymore.
Oh, he's not in this.
Saying okay, sorry, the second most expensive player in the world is a 10. That's what we're saying. Okay.
So you say value is high for 10.
Yeah, they're pretty pricey. You understand? Yeah.
I got you. My brother.
He's helping you along. It's crazy.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
bro.
So
old and stubborn over there.
Today we're going to do the top 10 attacking midfielders in the Premier League based off their market value. So it's not our list.
But we'll discuss it. We'll see what they come
up
with.
We'll discuss it. We'll see if we believe some of these values.
You reckon you got any players in there?
Yeah. I think we'll have a couple.
Yeah. Couple.
I think we have a couple, yeah.
We said, yeah, a couple. What? West Ham? Yeah, don't get involved. Don't.
Never know.
What's it? We'll have more than you.
Impossible.
No. Don't bite. I'm with you because I think our one's not even on the list.
Might, you know.
Market value. Market value.
Bruno's an old man, bro.
In the Premier League.
He's an old man.
All right, well, let's get into it. Let's see. Let's do that.
I'm thinking a Brazilian boy might be there.
Exactly. We have to have one on the list.
I reckon we've got one. You might even have two.
Before we continue, we publish new content on a Monday, Wednesday, and on a Friday. Make sure you subscribe, ring that bell for the notifications, and do not miss out. Please.
It's important that bell gets ring, man.
Ring the bell, man.
Woo. Whoa, whoa.
At number 10, straight away, Arsenal's very own Ethan Nwaneri, valued at 45 million euros, 18 years old. His market value was at his peak of 55 million when he broke into Arsenal's first team. He would have been 16 at the time.
No one could get him for 45 million now.
Yeah, I think that's a bit... That probably, like...
Nah, I think if you offered Arsenal 45 million...
Nah, but you have to remember, yeah, market value has kind of nothing to do with what you have to pay for a player. It's irrelevant. Like, the club doesn't have to stick to that. You could pay way more or even
less.
The
only way that happens is if he didn't sign the contract. I think he signed the contract start of this season. Yeah. That you'd probably get 45 if you bid a 45 then. But now, that's a project.
That's fair.
That's
before,
project.
Before the contract signing.
Yeah, project. No, he's not moving for 45. No way.
Impossible.
What do we think of Ethan Nwaneri though? Ability-wise. Do you think he's top 10 attacking midfielders in the league?
No.
No, I think so.
Market value,
isn't
it?
I think it's far off, though.
He's probably
he's
that.
Good, though.
I think it's far
he's
off.
He's very good.
Top 10's, if he's 18-year-old, he's a quality player. But if he's in the top 10, the league's in a bad, bad place.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't think he's in the top 10.
But he's top 10 market value.
I ain't got all the players in front of
him. Yeah, no, I mean, I understand market value, but I mean...
I just think, I don't want to name them because a lot of them will be here, innit? But I think you'll see, innit? I think a large part of him probably being there... I think if he's not top 10 in the league, that's probably because he doesn't play enough to be
there.
Yeah. But I think if you're going off ability, he's probably up there, man. He's a really good player.
No, ability-wise, probably. But ability and performances, then nah.
If you look at a lot of, bro, there's 20 teams, bro. I'm not disrespecting Ethan whatsoever, but man like Buendia.
But I was just about to say
you see what
that.
I'm saying? He's not.
You think Buendia's better than Ethan?
He's not better than
what?
Ethan.
He was linked with you lot to go, you know?
And he plays for us lot. Like, what?
No, but Buendia, like, Buendia's rated.
He's, I think then, if that's the case.
He's good, but I don't think he's...
Ability-wise, ceiling-wise, Ethan's probably
you've got a bigger
high.
Ceiling.
But right now, Buendia's like making better decisions, I think.
Experience. Minutes.
Yeah,
if I had to pick now, you give me a chance to pick one of them, the last person left in the team, I'm going to take Ethan.
They'd swap Ethan for Buendia any day of the week.
Aston Villa?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think 100%.
Probably for Salon, not for value right at this second.
Yeah. You're not going to get
that's not something you're
right
banking on to start doing well the honest, moment you signed him.
Ethan's not even
he
weren't pulling up Harvey Elliott.
And he got injured and then...
But he wasn't ready for Harvey Elliott.
Yeah, exactly. He ain't even ready for Harvey Elliott or Curtis Jones.
Nah, not far.
He's got better than Harvey Elliott.
Bro, he's behind a lot of players that are nowhere near this list.
He's not top 10. He's not far, that far out of the top 10.
I'm not even going to lie. I don't even want to overgas it, but just for pure ability wise, he's one of the coldest. I think he's mocking him.
For his age, not in the league.
In general, bro.
Nah, he's good still.
For his age, bro.
He's definitely not top 10, but he's good though.
Okay, cool. Who's in at number 9?
At number 9, we have Dejan Kulusevski, who is valued at 50 million euros. 25 years of age right now. Obviously, injuries having the better of him. His market value was at its peak just less than a year ago at 60 million.
I think he's cold.
I think he's good as well.
I think he's an absolute rude boy. I don't even 50 lie.
Million.
But I spoke to a few Spurs fans and they're not totally convinced.
Yeah, but they're Spurs fans, aren't they?
No, but it's like, I thought he was a bad boy. I look at him.
Nah, he is, man.
He had spells.
I think they
Spurs.
Don't love him, yeah, but if he was to start telling them that certain players are better than him, they'd stand up for their boy.
But you know what it is? They've got, in them zones now, look, they've got Javi Simonsons, Kudus, playing in these in
Madison, position. When he's back.
And them men are giving you high energy. Kudus, they're giving him high energy. Good
Simmons
moments.
Has to do more to be valued better than him in the Spurs shirt.
He's like in that role, he's a like a Lampard.
No, but bro, in a Spurs shirt.
Well, you think Simmons is better than Kulusevski?
No, and he ain't done it in the Prem for me to. I'm not going to sit and say I watched Xavi Simmons, bro. But what the Kulusevski that was holding up Spurs at one point.
Yeah.
Man, I'm forgetting that. Like Kulusevski, yeah, no. When he was playing, bro, he's good.
Yeah, he's quality. Yeah,
he's a good player. So.
You think a 50 M's for him, though?
But he was at Juve prior, no?
Yeah, how much did he cost?
To get him for 50 million, that would be a good deal, I think, for
this market.
Yeah, this market, I think that'd be decent, man. Yeah. 50 mil, you know what you're getting, you get me.
Does he start when he's not injured for Spurs, this Spurs right now?
Who starts on the right for them?
Kudus.
Is Kudus on the right?
Yeah, start, man.
Rah. I think he's better than Madison, but...
You think he's better than Madders?
I don't know, though. Madison's
he's
reliable.
He's not a 10 like that, though. Madison's kind of like...
Madison's an 8-10. 8-10.
Yeah, like safer option. Yeah. Like, for the system.
You think Kulusevski's better than Madison?
Yeah, as a 10.
He's one of the better players in the league.
I think he's cold, isn't
Madison's reliable, though.
What makes you think Madison might be a little bit in the equation is because he's got that delivery. But my man's like proper, better, ball to feet. He's
Kulusevski. His delivery's cold as well. His left foot's sweet as well.
He's a quality left player. Foot sweet. He's not fit enough, man. I think there's something there. Got to keep him on the pitch.
Yeah.
He's 25. Sometimes you start when you're younger. Because he was slight. I remember there's a picture with him and...
Isak. Not Ahmad.
Ahmad, yeah. And he was very, very slight. So he might, from 20 to 25, have a few growth spurts. And once he gets past that, he might be okay, man.
I think the only thing that can kill him is injuries, man. If he's fit and he's playing, he's proper.
Yeah.
Was 50 million get him out of Spurs?
Nah, I don't know. I don't reckon he'll sell him for 50, though.
They might take the money, man.
But remember, man, how modern players, you've seen it now, modern players, is they have their injuries early and they have a super transit. Look, Dembele, injuries, 25, 26, best player in the world. So, if you can have his little arc.
He was slight as well. He was very skinny before.
You can have your arc, innit? Football gives you that opportunity now. I never used to.
Depending on where you are.
Yeah, no, Hundo. And just make the right moves, innit? Give you your arc, man.
Who we got next on our list?
So at number 8, we have Morgan Gibbs-White from Nottingham Forest, valued at 65 million euros, 25 years old. His market value skyrocketed after last season. Obviously, they had a very good league finish. Was meant to join Spurs, but...
The godfather said no.
He's in his yard. He's in his yard, pissed. Oh,
it's funny that he made him do that
interview.
He made him do that interview under duress, bro.
Yeah, you know them one day. Man didn't blink, bro. Yeah, I'm happy.
He had a gun to the rib from behind, like just hair like this.
Allegedly.
No, allegedly. It was blatant.
No, he put the camera on a double barrel shotgun, so say the wrong thing.
That's getting excluded and knowing that your mum's going to punch you up when you get back home, bro.
As vexed as he is, I think it's a blessing in disguise, though, that he didn't go there.
So. The Spurs?
Yeah.
Why?
Or even City, now, even City would have got a fan.
Because I think after this season, Forrest will have, regardless if Sean Dyche or whoever comes in and steadies the thing, I think he'll definitely leave, innit?
Yeah,
and I think he'll get the opportunity to go somewhere a little bit better, man.
Yeah, but he'll be... When you've played, when you play and you've been winning games, so you're playing the season, you're in a winning team, you win, you get a winning mentality. If he goes to a team now when he's lose, it just changes his, I forget what you call it, man, confidence, your confidence. So if last season he goes into it a lot more confidence than if he's doing a losing season.
Yeah, you are a different player and you do look like that, yeah. If you're not saving your team, why ain't you doing it? Yeah, people. Yeah,
he's still a good player. He still looks quality. He's one of them players that will always, even if he's not scoring or like, he always looks quality and making right decisions. And Paul Anderson, is it Anderson?
Elliot Anderson. I think he's cold. When he was linked with City, I was thinking, they might have made a mistake here. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, I don't know if this is it. When I saw Spurs, I said, cool.
Level.
Yeah. This is making sense. Mm. I hear he's a good player. The 65 million is about right as well,
because City.
High.
65's a lot, you know.
In this day and age, for Gibbs White, young English boy.
Look, remember, this is market value, so it counts everything. And I think he's got, again, 25 years old.
He's not even in his prime yet.
He's not, bruv, his ability and his brain, he's only going to get better and better. I would have liked for him to have gone to Spurs, like we said, that's his level, for him to see if he does progress another level, whether it be with Spurs or where he could go. Because I think I think England have got, and it comes down to years now of us playing the foreign way, but we've got a lot of players that are so comfortable on the ball, like that, Elliot Anderson, Cole Palmer, some of those, who else?
Adam Wharton.
Like all these, Wharton, like really, really, these are like top comfortable players on the ball now, and he's in that elk. So I think if he carries on playing, the way his brain's developing, he could be like...
Why'd you put on the when you said that, though?
City tried to get him. For whatever reason, I think it looked like he was going to Tottenham, though. That looked like... I don't know if it was a better deal or guaranteed playing time. You probably knew that Shirky and Reinders and a couple of men was landing over there, and he might not felt too comfortable with going there having to fight for his place.
Two things to that, though. Mm-hmm. One, if he signs for Spurs, do Spurs sign the likes of Simmons?
No,
does he start in that team playing 10?
I think he plays. I think they went for Gibbs White initially, then it was Eze, and then when it looked like they weren't getting Eze, they went for Xavi Simmons. But I don't think that's like... I think that was always on the cards kind of thing. But I think because they found out that Gibbs White or Eze was available, they tried to get them. But I think, Gibbs White was going to Tottenham to play.
And it was linked with Maddison doing his ACL, innit? So I think they had to get someone of that elk.
But you know what? Before we move on, you know we got to freshen up the ting. And Loons...
What?
Let me just finish, bro. Let me finish, bro.
What do you mean?
Let me finish, bro. Loons, Liverpool lost this week. So, Billy, I need you to get up.
No.
And Dan, come and sit down.
No.
Billy, refuse.
It's gotta be Billy, man. It's gotta be Billy.
No, we need a clap.
Do a Kepa.
Nah, man.
Do a Kepa, Billy.
Why did you do that?
It was longer than last time. That's what matters. Then next week, I come back. Extra 5 minutes.
Do a Kepa.
Eventually, I'll get a full episode.
It's Isaac's, man. He needs the minutes.
Bro, Unk's falling asleep over
there. Pre-season, you weren't here. It makes sense.
All right, Unk's falling asleep and you're going to sub Billy.
Yes, man. Salah. Salah.
I need energy. On my life, I would have taken off Menace.
Do you know what it is? I'll tell you the truth, yeah?
I think so.
Head's gone.
Mentality.
Nah, man. Billy didn't even have a bad game, bro. It's just... Dan's in, man. You get me?
Yo, this table was inexperienced, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
A little bit.
So you would have taken me off instead of Billy?
Just because you, like...
Billy needs minutes. Fair enough.
Anything you want to say about Gibbs White before we move on?
Fantastic player. That's it.
You haven't met Chelsea?
Nah.
So how fantastic is he, then?
Not fantastic enough for Chelsea. He's decent, though. He's good. Good enough for Forest.
Mm.
And, like, Newcastle and them kind of teams.
Top 10 in their position in the league?
There's only 20 teams.
So is he
There's only one? 20 teams.
Mm. Top 5 then?
Nah.
Top 10.
Nah, but he probably does creep top 10. He's decent, man. But I feel like all them attackers at the moment are like pretty samey, innit? They're all dangerous.
All comfortable with the ball.
All of them. And they're all at Forest. Or they were all at Forest.
All right, cool. Number 7 on the list is another Arsenal player, Eberiche Eze.
Eza.
Eza?
Eza, for listening to...
Skits.
Skits said it's Eza.
And John Wick said it's not. And then Skits had a video of Eza saying, my name's Eza.
Oh, so Skits was right?
Yeah.
Okay. Big up Eza.
Big up.
Big him up. 65 million, 27. Good signing. Has he worked out for Arsenal so far?
I think he's been decent, but I think he's definitely still finding his feet, getting used to not being the guy that does everything. And yeah, man, I think he's kind of being shoehorned into the team right now.
What did you pay for him?
65 million.
So is it fair to say, like, a car, like, when it comes off the showroom, it just loses value? He's not 65 million right now in this Arsenal shirt, is he?
If we're basing it off this, if we got him for his, well, his market value, but I don't know, like, we paid more than that, innit? So we would have paid 70-something million euros, innit? But I don't know what his market value was particularly then, but it rose at the end of the season. He signed for us in the summer. Obviously, he could have went Tottenham. I think he's good. I think he's definitely top 10, 10s in the league.
Well, forget that, because there's only 20 of them. Is he top 10? Is he top 5, 10 in the league?
I'm not even sure. Is he a 10?
I think he's top 10 in the league. But I think the point I want to make is he's one of the better players that was playing for a team that, like, weren't particularly that great. You get me? And there's, maybe you could count Gibbs, White. There ain't been a lot of them recently. You get me? But he's always been
Forest, like, Palace needs to leave, sort of thing, to look better.
But I'm saying, are they the same elk of in terms of player?
I think Eze's better. But they both, Eze got the move.
Anything on Eze, Steve-O?
What's going on?
Delightful.
Watch out, you're teething, careful.
Lippy said, you said he's getting used to not being the man that does everything, right? I think, and I want, and I know he can become the man that does everything. Because I think Arsenal need,
I think so,
that
too.
Every team needs that one guy.
But is he going to get that role? It's like when Grealish went to Villa.
He has to earn it.
He's not earning it, but is that role even available for him in Arteta's system?
Make it. Make
do you
it.
Want that role? If you're in a team, yeah?
He was it for Palace, so naturally he was it for Palace, he was at QPR. That is what he does.
But respectively, those teams are not as good as the teams.
And he's gone up a level, so go and do it
at
this level.
That performance from him at Palace. At Arsenal,
need it.
There's 10 other players. Some of them are the best in their positions.
You know why they need it? They need it because they finish second, they don't win the champ. Like, they need it. He can take them, they need it.
I don't think it's a talisman like that. They need to improve as a unit, innit?
He is.
I think it's hard. As an Arsenal fan, I think it's somewhere in between what you lot are saying, innit? Like, we've got Saka, we've got Odegaard. They're our main guys, innit? Yeah, they're kind of... But again, he can be the other guy, innit? And where I think he'll thrive is... I don't think he'll have as much pressure. Like, Saka and Odegaard play under massive pressure. From the fan base, from the media, forever. I think Eze could kind of just go there. Not a free role, because like you said, innit, it's a we're not Palace, we're not QPR. Like, you're not going to get to just go out there and do what you want, innit?
But yeah, but he'll get the pressure. He's only new. The pressure's going to be his any second.
Is it fair to say that every top team should have a linchpin?
No.
No? You don't think? Over the history of football... You've never had a main man, even in your school team, your county team.
Unless you talk about the best player in the world, in which case you had Barcelona who had Messi, yeah?
Yeah, but what else did he have around him, though?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, Messi was the stand-up player, but if Messi wasn't there, that team probably still wins the league anyway. That team had crazy players.
So you've just done one team. I'm on about all teams.
Say, all right,
teams.
Same about all the big ones.
in my mind, there's no top teams that are constructed like a Villa or a Palace where it's just one player. They would have one player that could be their standout and their marquee player. But around them, there's top talent.
The lynch pin on a load of pins and doors. Like, it's the lynch.
The most important.
Yeah.
It hasn't been that since Messi and Ronaldo.
All the best teams, the top teams, even if you just go into the league, whoever their big man is, Salah's there, the big man killing it. Okay, cool. It's not just Salah. There's Mane. There's Firmino.
There's only one. It was Salah.
Wow, it's Mane as well.
Like, that's probably the end Mane, of that era.
It wasn't.
I feel like it's the end of an era, that because growing up until probably that Salah, he's like the one guy that you know. Like, there's not many now that you say he's guaranteed
it's
points.
It's system.
So that's what I'm saying. So
because it's like, obviously we're not going to talk about him because he's not a midfielder. But look at Haaland. Yeah, like my man. Like, I'm not saying he's not as good as what we've seen in it, because of like systematic football and like the numbers we're gonna see from this guy because of how football is.
I'd say he's the linchpin, though. He's the main man,
but it's in a different way.
I think we're getting confused between the guy that puts the ball in the back of the net and the linchpin. Their linchpin was Rodri. That was the guy that held the whole thing. If there was a system in that Pep team, it relied on him more than it relied on the man up front.
Yeah, but cool. But regardless, the linchpins in them top teams are different. So look. Jack Grealish at Villa, Crystal Palace at Eze is not Mo Salah at Liverpool. It's not the same thing.
You never listen to the actual I say. I'm saying, when you go up another level, can he take his gear up another level? Like what he done from the Championship to Palace, because he was the same at QPR, but the QPR performances wouldn't have been probably enough for the Premier League, but he went up a level. Now can he go up another level and now do what he done for those two teams, what he's done his whole career?
Top teams. That's what we're saying.
He can step up a level, but he has to be part of a team, like he's a still part of the system.
They always are. I'm not saying he's a one-man team or nothing like that.
He's saying, but everyone around him is...
That one where you get the ball one set and it's like, it's the last minute. Like, who are we looking to? Yeah. It's him. No. Him.
You don't get to do that.
I don't even think that's as a story. No,
but that's always been his story.
No, but it's getting it out of the mud.
Steve-O, at a team at Arsenal,
that's what I'm saying,
he can't be that pass. Be that
guy, bro. Are we saying that because of Arteta? Or are we just saying big team? I'm trying to understand.
There's Jokeres, there's Saka.
He's there to be a
that's
creator.
Two men I would assume would get the pass before
there's
him.
There's Odegaard. There's other people that can get you the goals. That pressure's not on him to just turn
to him. Odegaard was the guy and he kept getting into the positions and he wasn't really it. Now, if you're getting Eze in them ones, you're banging another five goals.
You're starting Eze over him?
Yeah.
That's just because Odegaard's injured though.
No, when everyone's fit.
He
I'm
asked
saying.
Me, would I start him over him? Yeah, I would, yeah.
Lips?
Fully fit both.
I'd start Eze on the left.
You start him on the left?
I'd really put Odegaard deeper, you know, and let him just pull like strings.
We tried Eze and Odegaard. And then Odegaard just got mashed like within minutes. Like, and I think that kind of says it all. Like, you can't, like, I respect Arteta for doing it, but we saw it firsthand, innit? Like, we need a stronger midfield three, innit? Like, I don't think we're there yet. That's like what PSG do, just three little small guys just running around. Like, I don't think you could do that in the Prem.
Cole Palmer's it for your team, by the way.
What I'm saying is, you have to be really special to do that. Like, I think Cole Palmer is a level above the likes of Eze, boom, 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 boom. And also, I think Chelsea are a level below the likes of Arsenal.
Yeah, it balances out. 100%.
I get what you're saying, but because we were talking about him being at Palace and the job is there, I just think the comparison's not right. Because you're saying Cole Palmer doing it at Chelsea, we've got £200 million midfielders behind him.
Anyone can shine when Caicedo's in that midfield, I'll be totally honest.
Like, just, the ask is just different. Like, do you get what I'm trying to say? Like, even Cole Palmer, him being as good as he is and what he's doing, what's required from him in that Chelsea team would be totally different if he was fucking playing for Sunderland, bro.
Yeah, Eze is playing in, like, it's a completely, like, the midfield system he's playing in, like, he ain't got a... So you see how he's, like, City had a Rodri. Like, we ain't got that. We ain't got a guy that's just there, boss, stopping everything.
I think he tried to get Rice to do it, and then you realise Rice ain't that. He's now an eight.
Yeah, he plays in the eight. Our deepest midfielder now is Zubimendi. When is Eze, Rice and Zubimendi? Zubimendi is the least physical one. So that game that you want to see from Eze, Arteta won't let him do it. He has to stay with the midfield unit.
He gives the license to the one that you least expect. Like, so Moreno's got the license to make
Calafiori,
that break.
Yeah,
you know, you think Eze? No, bro, keep the balance, bro. You're the recycle man.
Arteta's whole thing is like hurting you from like places where you can't expect it. That's why he has Marino doing this madness, Calafiore doing a mad thing. He had Ben White and whoever our right back is doing. So it's like,
yeah, Timber's elite.
It makes sense, innit? But it's just, it's too difficult to score, innit? But Eze, man, I think he's cold.
Can I ask a question? What have you signed him for?
Innit? I mean, what are we signing for? I think we needed that creativity, innit? We needed more guys that's capable of a quality final ball. Because if our whole team's fit, yeah, and we've got him and Odegaard and Saka and all these guys on the pitch, like you lot always say, we've got that nine now that's meant to be finishing the chances. We've got a six that's more comfortable on the ball than Zubimendi. So I think it makes sense why we got him. Back he up. Can play.
That's what I was going to say.
I don't think it's backup. I think he's better than all our left wingers. Me personally, I think we should find a way to play him in that midfield all the time, but it makes sense that we don't. Because of the defensive kind of thing we're
there's
going
for. There's a space for him, 100%. But I think he might be an afterthought to a team that's already built rather than let's
it's
build
around
him.
It's more of a rotation thing. He didn't... I don't think he...
Fucking menace.
I think it's more of a rotation thing.
Quality.
Do we think his age is making his price lower?
Maybe. But I think what's interesting, yeah, is that the oldest player we saw before, I think, has been Kulusevski and whoever else. That 25. Was 25, yeah. And, like... This isn't a young man's position. So we had
Ethan
there. Then it went all the way up to the 25s, 24s. Like, this ain't a young man. I think teams buy players in this position that are on the more experienced side or get into the more experienced side. I'm not saying they're going to go buy a man that's 29, but from like 24 to 27. Whereas if this was wingers, yeah? It would be bare little 21, 22-year-olds on this list for me. You understand? Or maybe, you know what? Even maybe not now, innit? But in the past, for me, I always saw the 10 as like a mature man position, innit?
10's a specialist position, man.
They're all young now, though.
And they have to be, because they have to be nimble as well. You won't
argue
find a
that
big...
these guys aren't even
who's
10.
Who's the biggest brick 10? Probably Xerxes. So I'm saying someone who wants to just get in that pocket.
Would
but
you
he's
buy
not...
him for a Would you buy him as a 10?
I don't think he plays for your team. I'm talking your vets team.
chill. Like for me, back in the day, 10s were like,
game changer.
They were less on the physical side. They were very technical. They probably had less of a job off the ball. Whereas now, it's not like that at all. Like all these Gibbs Whites, Kulusevski, like they're there to hunt down the six and like make it not comfortable for him and support both wings. Before, it's just a guy that'll kind of just float around.
Ozil.
Get the ball. Yeah, get the ball from here to there. Distribute. Whereas now it's like, that's why they're getting used as eights.
Yeah.
You understand? Because it's you need to...
have more to your game, man.
Yeah.
Do your creativeness when we...
Remember, all them tens that were tens kind of died out. Either went on the wing. You look at Mata. Gone on the wing. Look at Di Maria.
So David gone, Silva.
You, know what I mean? You either go in the middle Coutinho. Or you go on the wing. The 10 thing. All of
the
them.
Hardest, I think the 10's the hardest position to play in football.
Because you know why? Because if you have an off game, in a way, it's the easiest to stop, bro. You're just a guy that's just there alone. If you just sit a big, ugly... Remember, United used to do it with Herrera.
Yeah.
He'll just stick a man on the 10 and just say, follow him. That man's just out the game, bro. You can't do that with 2 8.
That's why what?
That's what happened to me on the weekend, man.
All right, let's get into number 6.
Yeah, move on, man.
Number 6. Morgan Rogers, 65 million again.
He's can I say popping. Something? I don't think Bruno's on here, man.
We cleared that up already, bro. Why do you keep mentioning Bruno for?
I don't think
he's there. But his market value is just...
You're right.
That's an old man, bro.
Football.
That's
vets past football
vets.
Got him.
Walking football. That's past vets. You're going to hurt yourself there.
You know what? He rang me about his football on the weekend. He said...
I need a 6.
When I come on.
Can you imagine the 10 and the 6?
Hey, 6 out of 10. You're the 8. You would have to be the 8.
I was late, Steve, though, man.
Huh? I was like, why? You didn't say that.
Yeah, but I was late.
That was because he was late. He was subbed.
No, but it's roll on, roll off, man. It's vets.
Oh, you didn't start for your vets team?
No, I was late.
That's the narrative, isn't
it? Yeah.
That's got to be the narrative. Yeah.
No, but it's roll on, roll off, though. So I wait for get 20 minutes in the tank.
No, hey, HMRC is there.
It is roll on.
Oh, yeah, do what?
What? Bro, I don't record in vets games, man.
Bro, the keepers are like 65. You don't watch this footage,
stink.
Bro.
This weekend, the keeper was old. You know, thought I was going to say quality, innit? But he was old, bro. I just blasted my shot straight at him. I was hurt.
Will it go?
You score?
No, I didn't score.
All right, let's talk about Morgan Rogers, though.
Story, man. I swear to God.
Anyway, Morgan Rogers. 65 million euros again. Age 23. He's the most expensive Aston Villa player.
Quality.
They probably got a couple, man, that's around like the 50, 55 mark, maybe. But nah, he's good, man. I think if he has another good season, I think that value could go up, man. That could go up. Especially when, like, the bigger teams start getting interested.
They're interested, man.
He's good, man.
You lot turned his cranium.
He is proper. I wasn't aware of him until that Arsenal game, was it?
Last season.
2 seasons ago. It was the season before, no?
Must have been last season. That was his breakout season.
I think it was last season, bro.
Last season is his breakout season.
Yeah, the season before that, he came back from loan on January.
So it was last season?
Middlesbrough.
Yeah.
Was it last season then?
Yeah.
Well, boy, that Arsenal game, he passed that eye test for me in about 5 minutes. I was like, this kid
He's the truth, man.
Like, ice cold. He is proper.
Bro, what's going on with that table, by the way?
You know where it is?
Bro, there's sweets everywhere.
Yeah. That's a crazy selection.
Halloween, bro.
The Halloween joke.
That's Halloween, bro. I just remember Cole Palmer prepared the world for my man, Carl. Cole
Palmer,
remember when he done that celebration and he goes, I got it from my boy Morgan. He was at Middlesbrough. He's Cole scored that goal against Luton.
I can't hold it.
He knows how I did it.
No.
Don't know.
What?
I can't take Range Rover, man, seriously, bro.
No, what's happened? What's happened?
Hey, boy. He just called him Range Rover, man.
Bro. You got to say the story.
Bro.
Where's the t-shirt? Who's bringing it?
And out of nowhere, I just... What's going off?
I don't know what's going on.
Don't worry, man. I mean, move on. Morgan Rogers, quality player. Let's go.
Well, do you know why I thought of Range Rover, man? Because of Morgan Rogers. Because of the name. Like, I saw the R and the G. I just thought, Range Rover.
What?
No, he's addicted to, like, he knows everything about Range Rovers. Everything.
So they named him Range Rover, man.
Bro, he's got a t-shirt, everything. I'm surprised he didn't wear it. But yeah, Morgan Rogers, decent player, man. And I bet he's probably got a Range Rover as well. He probably does.
Nah, he's an example that tens are different now. Because he's just there to the third man, like that third man attacking run.
These last three men that we've had on the screen, though, are basically in the same profile.
That's why they're all 65 million.
Sort of.
All 65 Rogers. Million. All three of them are 65
Rogers,
million.
When I saw Rogers, I thought he could have been a nine, bruv. But it's
just the better one, man.
You think he's better than Eze? Morgan Rogers?
No.
I don't think he's better than Eze.
I think he's got a higher ceiling.
If I had both of them in my team, I'd want Rogers centrally and Eze off the left.
See,
still.
That says a lot.
That's what I'd want. I'll be real. Bro, this Rogers guy is a beast. Bro, do you see Rogers what he's done to Declan Rice and our midfield?
Is his goal against Spurs?
Nah, I didn't even see it. No.
Yeah. Bud, yo.
You know what, yeah? There's a problem with that kind of player, though, the 9.5, because you're good at one and you're good at the other. You're not the greatest in your field at either. And you kind of get lost. On like, so we've got something similar-ish in a João Pedro, who is a nine, but he's a ten.
Yeah. He's a winger originally, you know.
But I think Morgan Rogers is what they think Xerxes is. Do you know what I mean? But he's a better version.
I don't think they're the same profile.
Yeah, because he's not... Been nothing, like bro. A striker that can't finish, that got dropped back. He's a winger they're just saying, bro, like, you need to be central because of your presence. You understand what I'm saying? And because, remember, the Villa side he broke into, it was almost 4-4-2-ish. Him and Ollie Watkins, Duran, and it was just... You get me?
Every time he played with an out and out.
Yeah,
nine.
Either so Duran or what?
He was on a bird camp kind of.
Literally.
I don't know who they played up nine yesterday, pause, but the other week, Aston Villa, but Wally Watkins can't get a
start. I missed the pause as well. What was the pause?
No, up the nine.
What?
Man, I'm cooked, bro. It's pause things up there with COVID, bro. People don't know how to act.
It's a pandemic, isn't it?
It's crazy, bro.
Don't worry, man.
Up the nine, paused it.
Next, we have
Danimo.
In fifth, see, I told you, Xavi Simmons, 70 million euros, 21 years old. Obviously, went to Tottenham in the summer. His market value peaked Christmas last year.
What?
At 80 million.
Euros.
Euros. Are we applying the Bundesliga tax? Bearing in mind, yeah, this is the man. I think when it comes to the peak market value, his has been the highest that we've seen so far. Yeah,
I'm not going to lie. Even when he went to Spurs, I've seen a lot of people saying stuff about him online. I was a bit confused by it. I think he's cold.
He's definitely cold.
But is it cold because you feel like you raised him? You know, you've seen pictures of him.
Man, see his whole story. Yeah, whole story.
Like, maybe. Yeah, you feel like that's your youth, bro.
But he's always seen been young, isn't it?
Curly
he's always
been good. That man's seen the whole story, bro.
No, but he's always been good. He's gone and done it in different leagues. Like, he's always been good.
These leagues aren't cold, bro. These are not cold
when
leagues.
He has the standout seasons at PSV Eindhoven. Didn't do it at Paris Saint-Germain.
As a kid though, no?
Before. Yeah, I mean, you can tell he's good enough to go to all the top teams that there's talent, 100%, but for some reason they don't keep him.
And he is that level, Leipzig, Spurs, that's
his
level.
I'm not
going to
lie, yeah, I think that it might seem like a reach, but I think that's the issue, bro. He's just a little celebute, bro. That's affected him. Like he's 20, bro, he's 21 and I've known him since I was a youth. What's going on? Like,
yeah, I hear what you're saying about the leagues, but he's always been good.
No, he's a good. The question ain't if he's a good footballer or not. That's you saw that when he was 12.
You know who he's named after.
But it's like, when you put him there against next man top level, it's not it for me. I wouldn't say surviving off potential because he's good, isn't
it? He is.
But
that's right.
70 for him to be 70 million, bro. Nah, man.
You know what he did? He got over that high wall Freddie Adu couldn't go over. You know, like...
Yeah.
Like, there was that it's very difficult to get over that. He got over it, but he ain't far from it. You know what I'm saying?
How much is Spurs pay?
65,
I think. I think he does.
He was big moves in him,
it's the same thing. He was always going to cost that much. Spurs were never going to get any less
Dortmund.
Than that.
Do you get what I'm saying? Then he goes, you know what I'm saying? Roma.
He's a good player, bro. I can't deny that.
And he's 21. I think he's worth that money.
In order to like solidify yourself as a top player, do you need to stay at a club for a few seasons?
Yes.
Or this whole jumping.
He's 21 and this is like his third, fourth team. Like, they're not going to make bread. They're not going to make more than 65 million off him. No way. He's going
to go. He's half a good like Prem season.
He needs to go.
70.
But even still, that's like a...
He needs a
obviously
Dortmund move.
They'll get the bread, innit? But that's like a sideways
move. We're already
move.
Talking about it. It's October, November.
Do you know what it is? I'm going to go out. I'll go out and say, my boy, number 10 in this list. I think he's better than him, bro.
Damn.
I think Ethan. I think Ethan's better than Javi.
I ain't seen enough of Ethan, man.
I think he's better than him, bro.
Ethan's cold. I don't know if I can say that.
Bro, put Ethan in Germany or one of them leagues there, bro. He's looking like... top Ethan's three old. In the league, bro. He's going to go crazy. Javi Simmons is... Nah,
remember,
man.
Remember, Simmons is warm national duty as well, you know? Like, he's not a man that...
You've got all the
choice. I wouldn't say is not great. Like, he's a good player. I just don't think... I think the 70s a lot. Brother, you good?
Bro, every time we look over there, there's another packet of sweets. Have you got any more?
Throw one over here if you don't mind. You can't have all four, bro. Halloween. Dan said it was Halloween.
No, I didn't say that. No, the Halloween jokes. You know when you start buying themed sweets, you're cooked. I bought the Christmas Haribos the other day. I felt childish.
All right, boys. Production has put their foot in again. And they said that another sub has to be made.
Oh, Jesus Christ, man.
What? What's this guy doing? I'm not gonna lie, it was him.
My left.
I wanted to drop the shoulder on Loons again.
Who's in?
Billy, man, you know that weren't gonna happen like that, man.
I'm back, man.
Oh, you're back in?
Yeah, he's back.
I didn't know we got rolling. Yeah.
Roll on, roll off. You know who he looked like? That Chelsea player, George.
Evil Saka.
Yeah, you know, wallahi, when they signed him, I got bare tags. I said, yo, I didn't know you played for Chelsea, this and that. You don't look like me, though.
Nah, you do.
You know nothing like me.
Do you know what? Paul, can we make a quicker sub? Did you hear what this guy just said, bro? When they signed Tyreek George, he got bare things, bro. He came from the academy, bro.
Whatever.
I menace.
Oh, my God.
I menace.
Nah.
Hey, wait.
I'm joking. You got one more chance, but that was a bad
time. When I saw the picture of him anyway, everyone kept tagging me
just
in him.
5 yards.
You don't look nothing
everything
at me.
5 yards. Everything 5 yards.
Number four.
Oh, when they signed him, I got a bare tag.
Bro, I felt they signed
him. You know what? He signed a new contract. That's exactly what I meant.
Yeah,
I'm going to save you, brother. Yeah, come on.
Technically, they signed him then.
Yeah, they did. Not true. Technically, they did.
No, oh, don't get too headed. See?
It's true, though.
I wish I never saved him.
I think this is the top four now.
Hey.
And we are back.
Arsenal got bare attacking players in the top 10.
Arsenal again.
You still better win the league, blood.
Better.
It's fact.
Martin Odegaard, 26 years old, Arsenal skipper. His market value has dropped from 110 million from Christmas last year.
Do you remember when I said, years ago, it was another one of my outlandish takes, but it come from a place of knowing the game. And I said,
I hate when he does that. That little.
When he stops speaking to everyone else, he's speaking to himself. He's like, knowing the game.
I said that Odegaard will one day be Ballon d'Or, right?
I hate when he does that.
Yeah. And then he ended up third a couple of years back. Since then.
Yeah, I don't think he was third.
He definitely did.
I don't think he was third
in Ballon d'Or.
Can we check?
If he was third, wow.
Martin Odegaard's highest Ballon d'Or ranking is 19th.
Oh, okay. Damn.
So anyway.
Surely you're not going to finish that point.
Surely you're not going to finish that point.
He tried to read himself, but he came third. I was close.
And the worst thing is, he started like, what am I? Outlandish.
I was wrong.
That was a crash landing.
Listen, 3 seasons ago. I said,
listen, he put his only a little bit wrong, you know. That's what I wanted to say.
Number 19, man.
Which, by the way, if you finish 19th, like you're in.
But 19th is nowhere near, bro.
Yes, it is. If you're 19 you in the conversation, door, it's cold. Declan Rice finished 27th. Is it cold?
Man said it's cold.
But it's nowhere near third, by the way.
Anyway, point is, since then, he hasn't really kicked on. Jesus Christ, that's all I was going to say. He hasn't really kicked on, man, because I believe, looking at this, this is still fair because I thought he would be like where Jude Bellingham would be and all that at this stage, you know what I mean? So I'm not mad that he's at this level, 80 million market rate, but I think if he can still get up a gear, start probably getting 20 goals, because he's got that in his locker. He has enough chances. He gets in front of goal enough to, and he needs to start.
I'm going for it.
Yeah, I hear it.
At least you admit it.
20 goals. Yes.
No, because he's done 15.
He's done 16, Dan.
No, but he passes when he could shoot.
Exactly.
So you're never going to get 20.
So if he stops, what's going on there, brother?
20 legal.
So come on, you're smarter than that. Don't stop me and then say what I'm saying.
I get it. You're under a bit of pressure.
When? Nah, man.
When did he get 16 goals?
One in 20.
I don't want Arsenal fan here. If someone bid 80 million for Odegaard tomorrow, you're accepting it, you're taking it?
I don't think that's enough.
No way.
I think he's gone.
You have to.
No way.
I keep saying, I saw, big up to you on Twitter that said it. He said, the day we sell Odegaard could be our Coutinho moment, bro.
It could be,
and like, that's not saying that Coutinho's bad, but it's just because Coutinho went, your system changed, didn't it? It's not even about the money that came in, it's just because Coutinho went, your system got to change.
You got a workman like midfield.
You understand?
Got a good goalie,
I think that could maybe be the case with him because we got Eze now. And I think Eze is closer to like a runner and a worker than him. I love Odegaard, bro. But I think I'm on a Steve-O thing where he should leave while he's good, innit? Otherwise, he's going to leave.
26.
He's going to leave way worse than his best. Wait, brother, I'm telling you, bro, if it don't happen this season, I think he should go still.
I reckon he goals everything that he got.
I still think he's Arsenal's best player.
He
by
is,
way.
Absolutely.
What? Ability-wise or performance-wise?
All of
ability-wise,
that.
Ability-wise, but not performance-wise.
Or both.
I think he's one of those players that when he's not in the team, you're like, oh, nothing's really, we need
Odegaard. That's why it's corners and that when he's not there, man.
I'll be real, he came on Newcastle, changed the game.
When he's on the pitch.
But he's cold, bro. But I just think he's
just
lightweight.
Can just move, man,
you're getting subbed off 3 games in a row after. Like, it's a mad thing, bro.
Yeah, but he's the type of player you sub.
Yeah, bro, 3 times in a row before half time because he's injured. In a row. That's his mash, bro. Come on, man. City ain't got that.
Liverpool ain't got that. The teams are trying to challenge PSG, Champions League, they ain't got that, bro. Their best players are available every week. Salah, 33 years old. No matter how bad he's playing, he's there, bro. Ready to go. Odegaard.
I was just can we be sure it's 19th? He went first.
I'm with you, though.
How the hell has he only got 19th?
19th is still quite a lot.
But what year is this, though?
What the hell? He was cooked. Yeah, he got 16 goals. He was
they were
flying.
In Europa them
times. Was it Europa?
Yeah, it was 19th. It was 19th.
19th, yeah? 19th. All right, cool.
19th.
Cool.
2 years in a row. 19th. 19th's mad, dog. I remember. Do you know what it means? That means us.
18
fans,
better players.
It.
Easy.
I think we gassed it then still. Yeah, I think the fact he was there, we must have, bro. Was it a thing where is there just better names there before they're ranked?
I think it might be he was top three in his position.
No way.
In his position?
19th.
No, is that what they do?
Three midfielders?
Maybe it was.
No
that.
Way.
Maybe. No. Premier League, did he get?
He was cold though.
He scored a lot of goals that year though.
I don't even think he's got player of the year, bro.
player of the season.
He's only 26, so he can still do what I said. Yeah. You know what I mean? He can still be Ballon d'Or winner.
Problem is with market value, yeah? Eventually your age does start to kick in and it's around this part here. Because football's getting a bit younger. I can't say, the 80s probably, that's where he's at now.
That's why I think he can drop, so he doesn't have as much legs, although that six has legs now, isn't it? It's not just how it used to.
But I just think he could go Spain or somewhere and just enter that bad boy level over there, bro. Because I just think the Prem
Valencia,
is too much.
Innit?
It's too much for him. Not even Valencia, bro. I'm talking a Real or Barca, bro. Go there and just ball out. PSG, he's not there to play difficult, like physical games week in, week out, sometimes twice a week. He can't do it, bro. You've seen it. Every year, he's just more. He's getting more hurt.
Nah, man. He's good enough to be here in the Prem. He's still batting it up. He's being harsh.
Bro, we're trying to win, bro.
Yeah, but I think that's an Arsenal DNA thing. I'm not sure
don't
if that's
blame
a...
him.
He is free. Bro.
Any winning you do, Odegaard's going to be vital to it still.
I rate him, man. I can't argue with that too much, but... I just think he's just very light. He just gets hurt too much, man. He's entered that realm.
Top three.
Xhaka came 16th, one of the years that.
That's the invincible.
Odegaard came 19th. Yeah.
So the year that he got 19th, Xhaka got 16th.
Yeah, 2024.
Should have gone with Xhaka.
It's close to third.
All right, let's get to number three, our top three.
Top three, we have Dominic Szoboszlai, 85 million euros, age 24, being deployed as a right back sometimes.
Inverted sometimes, isn't
but
it?
But that's, yeah. He's the top three. If you count as an attacking midfielder, that's where he played against United.
When they lost.
Right. But yeah, nah. His market value keeps rising since Liverpool.
I get it.
I think maybe not Xavi Simmons, but I think he's another player from young, like people knew a lot about him. And I think not like Xavi Simmons, he's landed and kind of proved that the hype was kind of worth it.
He had that viral moment as well.
He's a good player, bro.
So he's done a lot more than Xavi, yeah?
Yeah. I think so. He's come and won the Premier League, bro. So it's like...
Klopp's team.
Fairs, but like he got there and became a part of that team and... That ain't easy. You lot have had good players that ain't that Naby Keita brother.
That didn't work. Yeah.
Emre,
do you think he's worth 85?
I do.
I think he's good, you know.
I'm not sure about that.
Remember his viral moment about 3 years ago though, innit?
What, free kick?
No, man. When he played PSG, I think it's for Leipzig, first year there. And Neymar walked up to him, last minute penalty. You gonna score? And they asked him after and he goes, I don't miss. And he banged it top bins last minute for Leipzig.
That went viral.
That went, yeah, went viral, the whole...
I didn't see that. I didn't see it. It's the first time I'm hearing it. Algorithms.
I didn't know who he was then, but that let me know who he was. But obviously you were streaming in real life.
Fairness, your algorithm showed you that.
Yeah, your algorithm's got short people in there. But I get it.
Yeah, you.
Listen, you. Yeah, you.
Taller than you, bro. Man's got Miss Rachel in his algorithm today.
Pick up Miss Rachel.
Nah, she's helping.
He's got Miss Rachel in his algorithm, bro.
It's obviously, though, I think he is... You see, like, Chelsea got it in Palmer. That's the star boy, the one that everyone's looking at saying he's the one. But if you're looking closely, it's probably Caicedo.
That's not Szoboszlai.
I'm telling you, everyone looks at Graf. I'm telling you, Szoboszlai is so important. He's like the combative, that he can ball as well, play around the corner, he can do all of that, but he's a beast with
it. He's got pace.
And he's got a clutch gene. Like, he's sick.
He's sick, a ball, bruv.
He has got a clutch in. I've seen that.
You know, like, as soon as you can play your centre mid at right back, I know you're going to get a proper quality job. You got a player.
You know it is, yeah? I think his only issue, yeah, is like, I said it on Twitter after the Liverpool game, yeah? The United game, sorry, like, he has, like, the Bruno gene for man, yeah? And that's a good thing. Yeah, but it's like, I just feel like sometimes he cares about what he's, like, what, I can't even explain it, blood. Like, what things look
that's
like.
That's a right back trying to explain it in the fashion. He tried to do the Hollywood thing, innit?
Yes, you see, you know when a man cares too much about what it looks like? Like, he's trying to just telegraph the
I know, how he shapes his foot and that.
Bruv. Sometimes little, just do it, bruv.
Yeah, yeah.
Just do it.
Sometimes shoot.
Yes, bro.
Sometimes shoot. Because his technique is...
Bro, the way you can slap a ball, bro.
It's not even just shoot, it's the way you shoot. It's like what you're saying, it's that Bruno gene. It's annoying sometimes. Yeah, you try to make everything look crazy.
But when it works, though.
Absolutely just wrap some balls.
Yeah,
inside,
bruv, just
and
you
do
miss,
it.
And you didn't need
just
to do that.
Do it, bruv.
You get what I'm trying to say?
Because he's good enough.
You just want everything to
just
look so
yes,
crazy.
Bruv. And he's just, even when he's even when the camera's on him, he's just walking and he's ready, just brother.
Now you can't watch that.
In,
you can't
bro.
Watch
you
that,
can,
man.
Bro.
You can't,
because, brother, the guys
he's
that don't
in,
care
man.
About that, bro, the Modric's, the rare tear, that just, their on-pitch swag ain't there. They're just balling out, bro. They're just there. Pedri and all of them, man, there. I can't tell you what boots he wears and them thing there. The man, they're just playing ball, bro. So, Bozlai, it's all the trim, the walk, the
he ain't
arm.
Got a trim.
No, not the trim, but he's got the, no, he's got the ponytail the hair, with the hair.
We profiled him, innit? We profiled him, man.
Sounds like them old coaches, man.
What do you mean, bro? They do it to the youth them with locks all the time, bro. So I'm doing it to them boy there, bro. He's doing the DiCaprio.
When he's in England to have the long hair and the bandana, you can tell you got your mind right.
I can say that, bro.
What country is he from?
Hungary.
Hungary.
Oh, come on, man. The whole country.
No, they're on that. Yeah,
from the second
he
got one level, he should have conformed. This is what reform I'm talking about.
Skinhead mode.
This is what reform I'm talking about. You come to the country and you don't want to.
Yo.
Get me.
He took it there.
They took our jobs.
He took it there.
They got a team full of tapers, you know. Braids at centre back.
Who?
Arsenal. No, I mean Man United. No, braids. Yeah, you have got braids at centre back.
We got the right.
Euro.
Euro.
We got the right.
Heaven, Euro. Yeah. Braids at centre back.
Braids at centre back. He's a short though.
Bruv, the long hair with the rap headband thing in Merseyside is insane.
No, if you know about Scousers, that's how they rock, man. Daisy bands.
Them pansies, Scousers don't move like that.
Yeah, some of them do, lad.
Nah, man, one level. Scousers are real. Scousers are real.
The Scousers are real.
Hey, Star's got a headband.
Yeah, nah, facts.
Exactly.
It's cold there.
What's he doing? You made me think.
I started saying exactly.
I'll tell you what. What's the blue guy? Mazza.
Yeah.
If
headband.
If he ball, he'd have a headband.
Yeah, and he wouldn't make it.
On a McManaman thing.
The headband thing, I think you need players like that in your team if you're gonna do well.
Nah, not Hungarians.
Have you got no headbands
but
in
your
team?
See him, he's got the, like, again.
And Manu's not got one headband on
him.
Team,
he's the captain of his country, I think, since he's 18, I think. So
now he's a baller, bro.
He's been a baller.
He
like.
Is a baller.
Dead ball and specialist, penalty yeah, specialist.
How much you lot pay for him?
60.
Woo! I think that's good. Good money.
I think for what you've got.
22 years old as well.
Yeah, 60's right, come. 60's
is,
come.
Let's have a look who's next. West Ham player's got to be in there.
In number two.
You can't spoil it.
Cole Palmer.
Baller, man.
Valued at 120 million euros.
You take 120 for him?
Nah.
23 years old. He peaked at 130 million euros Christmas last year. Injuries have obviously had the better of him. But this man, I think this is the first inevitable man on the list. He's just...
Nah.
Yes? Who else does numbers like him?
Two other inevitables. Odegaard, Szoboszlai.
Nah.
He's the elite.
Odegaard
is not. Should be number one or two.
How did you try to get Szoboszlai?
Odegaard is not.
We all agree. Dan agreed.
Not inevitable. I said he got a clutch gene. He's not inevitable.
It's inevitable, man.
That 20 that Steve-O wants from Palmer, from Odegaard, Palmer just does that, bro.
Facts.
Like that, and that ain't normal. Two seasons, I think the second season he didn't get 20, but compared to the appearances, I'm sure he was injured.
Yeah, he was injured.
Bro, it's big, serious numbers, bro. Serious numbers, bro. Because he's a 10 that finishes like, you can't even say like a 9, bruv. Just like a natural goal scorer, literally. You get me? So that's why they tried to play him off the right. So he's got the angle. Bro, his whole technique is...
That Luton goal. Just
bro, the PSG, both of them, bro.
Nah.
Donnarumma's like 8 foot tall, bro.
I get the rap brands. I get that. I knew who he was then, but See that the breakout season, that Luton when he just left everyone and then lifted off the goalie, I was like, you know what?
You can't be so nonchalant and be so cold. You would always, like if that's your attitude, the way you just swan through life when you get on that pitch, ball at feet, there's no stopping you because you don't care about nothing.
Man's just holding the man a match reward. It's like, how do you feel winning it? What?
He's gonna be around for ages, you know. He's gonna be around for ages.
He can only be a footballer. He's one of them, man. Yeah,
yeah. What does he need to add to his game? Does he need to add anything?
Maintain and evolve everything.
Yeah, he probably just needs more things.
He's got all the attributes, man. He just needs to evolve.
Yeah, he needs more.
Yeah, and that will take him to the next level.
What did you say?
He just needs more things, I think. We'll just take him to the next level.
Oh, see? I told him.
See how everyone can't even chime in?
You can't even argue because in your head you're saying, you know what top ability brings. You know what I'm talking about, that next level. So no one even arguing with me. You know what I'm talking about,
He's serious.
That, you know what I'm saying?
Different type of player though, isn't it?
Different type of player. 10 in the system, innit? You need an old school 10, Baggio.
But in number one, we have none other than Florian Wirtz.
Of course he is. Of course. Generational.
Florian Wirtz, valued at €130 million, 22 years old.
Yep. His quality market. Player, man. I'm going to say something here.
Brother, let man land the ting.
Let him land.
Yeah,
so land.
His market value was at its height before he joined Liverpool at €140 million. And before Loons lands his point, I want to say it's ironic that he's been one of the worst guys this season.
Definitely.
Yes, bro.
On that list. Definitely.
On that list. One of them. I'm not saying the worst, but.
Who's played worse than him on the list?
I'm just going. I don't think he's. I'm not sure if he's got any goals or assists, but what I've seen from him on the ball lets me know he is a baller.
That's all, man. Yep. Everyone's acting like they can't see it.
There you go, Dan. Thank you, Dan.
Everyone's acting like they can't see it.
Unless he's also that physicality, is not going to work.
This is my thing, yeah. I think that's a. That's a separate convo. If he's a good player or not, ability-wise, he's showing that. But performance-wise, what he's doing, this is a man, he's been dropped. It's fair enough, it's in a Liverpool team, very good team. But he's been dropped, and it's because of how he's performing, bro. It's not working out. They played him off the left.
I'll be honest, yeah? This is what I'm going to say about Flo, man. Generational talent, man. Like you lot get it. He broke that Bayern curtain in Germany.
I don't hear that.
A team that's never supposed to win that league, ever. Went unbeaten. You get me? Went unbeaten all the way to the Europa final as well. Won the cup as well unbeaten. So that man lost once that whole season in all comps. Like, understand, this is a generation hat trick on the last day of the season to solidify the title.
That's in Germany, though.
Bro.
Exactly, bro.
But it's not for Bayern.
Yeah, but it's in Germany, though.
So is Xhaka generational? No, he's not.
You've got to understand that. No.
That was his biggest cup final. Atalanta smashed him up. He was nowhere to be seen.
Exactly, going La Liga unbeaten.
There's 11 other players.
What about his biggest cup final? Atalanta smashed him up. He was nowhere to be seen. 100%. I watched that.
He's not generational.
But bro, after the party's all done, listen. Generational. You hear people talking about the guy. They say, guys, but it's what you got to understand. This is the best
what
league.
What did they say though?
He's generational talent.
He's not generational.
He's not generational yet.
What's he done that's generational?
See what people say. Generational, stop bullshit.
That's what they're saying.
Golden
bro.
Boy, all that.
You always tell us what people see.
But why do we never hear what you hear though?
I'm subquoting them like. I don't get what's going on.
How? When is like, you always tell us that we need other people's opinions, bro. But then you only give other people's opinions.
A next man's opinion.
No, you cuss us for using other people's opinions and you only use other people's opinions.
All right, cool. But you see what it is? You lot acting like your eyes are lying. Like, he done some backheel
So he's generational.
Of the week.
Nah, but he's fake though. He is fake. He is fake.
And
he's
not fake.
Put Mo through, Mo missed. But if that goes in.
As his first touch as well.
If that goes in, you hear about that forever. Do you get what I'm saying? He's got that, bro. It's just sometimes it's not getting tucked away. He's been doing it, but you lot are gonna pretend he's shit.
There's players that aren't generational that we don't know that he's better than yet. Like Coutinho, Mata, Reta. These are not generational talents.
Coutinho,
they're just very good.
Coutinho's not generation.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? He got into the Inter team at 18, wearing the 10. Then later got sold for 120.
Because he thrashed it. Then he went to Liverpool.
And he done a madness.
What did he do at, what madness did he do at Liverpool?
He might not have won
what
trophies.
What madness did he do
not have won trophies.
Bro, bro. 100%.
Neymar's a generational talent. Generational talents, yeah?
Means there's one
boys,
a generation.
Will be top boys.
Means there's
in
one
any
a generation,
generation
no, it
bro.
Yes, it does.
No, talking
if
about Van
Basten
or like Coutinho. Coutinho's not a generational
not
talent.
Not one, but you've got to be
you're
creme de la creme.
You're not talking about Van Basten or like Coutinho. He's not a generational talent.
Hold on, let me land, yeah? A generational talent is someone, there's only a few of them every generation. Yeah. Every generation we've seen
Coutinho
a work.
Coutinho was one of them.
Coutinho's no, not a generational
not,
talent.
He was.
No, he's not.
Was.
How's Coutinho
you,
a generational
when through,
talent?
When you go through history, yeah, world football, yeah, across the ages, bro, and you talk about bad boys,
he's
yeah,
not gonna stand
there's
up.
Certain
he's
players that reach that level, that any generation you're going to talk about,
yeah,
them,
we
you're going to put
if
him up
if
there.
We start calling Coutinho a generational
yeah,
talent,
nah,
then
right,
we've got to call
bars,
a lot of men.
Yeah,
he's
nah,
not.
Right, right.
He's just a good player.
When you're so, how many players have you called? You called.
I don't even like.
On this table, we have called. One sec.
You can show us what someone else said.
Someone said he's a generational talent.
He's widely considered a generational talent.
Who said that? ChatGPT.
What's it matter? You keep telling us what other people said.
Yeah, it's just because it picks up what people say.
ChatGPT.
ChatGPT.
We've sat here and said Hudson-Odoi was a generational talent.
No, he didn't.
Yes,
what? Yeah,
no,
you
no,
said
I,
that.
I
said that. You've been here. We've said that.
We know it's not
so
true
now.
Now
it changes, though.
It's
okay.
Not. What do you, bro?
Because you can say at someone at 18 that gets in the team. That's when you say it. You clock it from then. Then later on, 10 years later, he's 120 million pound player.
We've got the benefit of hindsight with Coutinho, yeah? We've seen his whole career.
I know, but so, I'm not doing the whole thing of, well, we've seen it play out. Now I'm not going to say it. I'm saying that I'm a 2-year-old man, and when he was 18, they said he's a generational talent. It's that simple.
At 18. That's at 18.
No, but the whole world
but
knew
he's,
of
he's
Finity.
He was a wonder kid
20, 10 years later. So you're still doing
like
bits.
That, it's
it?
So hard because you start bringing in trophies.
You weren't there.
You're right.
You told me that. You.
Oh, he's lashing out. He's lashing
yeah,
out.
Now he's doing that one. He's talking to man offset. He's talking to man offset.
He was a wonder kid. He was a wonder kid.
Wonder kid, bro.
He's lashing out.
Now he's talking to himself, nodding to me.
No, I will take wonder kid because Liverpool sold him at like 23 as well. So we'll take wonder kid, absolutely.
Nah, yeah, he wasn't a wonder kid anymore, Liverpool days. He was a wonder kid for
he
the Inter
kid,
stuff.
Liverpool.
No, yeah. At 23, you're not a wonder kid.
You still are, man. You win Young Player of the Year at 23.
He was a wonder kid at Inter Milan, guys.
Most wonder kids are generational talents.
No, they're not. No, they're not. Most literally aren't. Giovanni De Santos and all these men are meaty, bro. These were wonder kids. Bojan Krčić. Isn't hindsight. No, as soon Broski.
Let me in your mouth.
2 seconds. Two seconds.
Course,
no, that's
of course,
different.
Of course.
That's more. He's one of the best players in the world. That wasn't Giovanni.
That's a generational talent.
Exactly. That's a Giovanni De Santos.
There you go.
Giovanni De Santos. That Bojan Utrete.
Leo Nagamoa.
As soon as they started playing
Draxler.
And big men football, you saw. Hold
no.
on. We might have
wonder
got
kid.
This wrong. No, brute the
not a generational
Rio. Rio now, he is potentially generational. He's playing amongst men as a, no, but for me, yeah, your potential at gen, you have to do things to keep that going. He's playing against big men.
Coutinho done that.
Doing things.
Coutinho done it.
Yeah, but when he got to a big man, it stopped.
He didn't stop. When he got to a big man at Liverpool, because he was a big man then.
He wasn't
Liverpool
like that.
Liverpool revived it. He went on a dip before
he
Liverpool
went, exactly,
as well.
100% he went on it. It didn't work at Inter, bro.
But it worked at Liverpool, though.
Yeah, but Liverpool, he didn't. It weren't
hey,
a
you
madness.
Lot, this is about flow. This is about generational
Florian Wirtz.
Yeah.
10 games for Liverpool, no goals.
Yeah.
Let's talk about
it. We can talk on about
generational.
It.
Generational.
For a generation. Let's speak on
let's,
it.
Let's break it down into context.
How yeah. generational
What
was
context
that?
Do you need?
Context.
What's the context? You give me the context.
Let him land.
No, he said contents.
I said context. All right, the context is you see all these 10 games played. It's just like home. Like some of them, he's played for like 10 minutes. So.
Because he's been
shaky.
Dropped for being What's
maybe,
happening?
Maybe, but I'm just saying this is a bit shaky. But anyway, I'm saying this, yeah. I understand how football works. I understand leagues, and he's just gotta be ready. He's gotta get in the gym. But you see, once it clicks, it's gonna be a man.
His problem's definitely not ability, it's the physicality. When you're watching him, you see the stuff that he's thinking he can
he
do.
Tries
in this
to take
he can't
he
can't
he
do
won,
it in this
one
league.
Too many
By
touches.
The way, we're thinking he's coming into a Liverpool team that was last year. Remember, he's coming, we said it on the other episode, this Liverpool team is a little bit
It's the champions.
Meady.
Yeah, you're hunted, yeah.
It's not, this is a
it's
little
not
meaty.
Meaty.
Going into the champions.
We've already said it on the, don't, what are you talking, what are you doing? Why are you so argumentative? What are you doing there? We said it on the other episode that slots come in, he's changed So we're counting him saying he's coming into that Liverpool team when he's coming to a mixed Liverpool team. It's
two things can be true. You can't make excuses for the champion that spent 500 million. And he's a generational talent that's gone to the champions of the country. Now you're calling him Meedy.
Cole Palmer landed at Chelsea. No matter what was going on, madness. Generational talent.
Weak Chelsea team.
You understand, fam? Lamine Yamal, fair enough, the Barca are doing good. He still managed to look better than all of them players, bro. Generational talent, bro. Florian Wirtz, bro, you can't pop off in 10 games, yeah, in the best team in the country, bro. You're not a generational
talent. Yeah, it's a bad run. It's a bad run, and it allows everyone on a podcast to launch our narratives, isn't it? It's as simple as that.
It is, man.
But who is the most important or best player out of the bunch that's coming, like Ekitike, even like Isak, Wirtz? Like, they can't all, like, they're all top players.
I'll judge at the end of the season. Like I said with you lot, a lot of you lot on this panel, you lot are very reactionary. So I'll see at the end of the season, because you see what you lot love doing, at the end of the season saying, no, I didn't say it.
I know.
Oh, no.
He candidate.
No, I didn't say it. Oh, it was going to happen. It was always going to happen. Look how dope he is. All of that. You lot are prone to it. So I'll see you at the end of the season. Run with the narratives and whatever you want. I understand football and I understand how football works. You know what I'm saying? That's all I've got to say.
So the answer's no. Probably right now. As of right now.
He's not generational.
Not
generational.
Anyway,
not yet.
But top player.
In other news, now Ranger, who was a wonder kid, is also playing in the 8th tier with Wellingborough Town.
See how his other team kicked him out?
They kick him out.
Did you see how his other team kicked him out, darkness?
Didn't think we was going to mention that, but Loons is saying that. People, our content drops on a Monday, Wednesday and Friday. Be sure to like, subscribe, press the bell. Please get notified. Patreon, dead there. Yeah. Big up
filthy,
everyone.
Rrr.
Filthy, rrr.